From Spark and Anvil and Figure Forge, this is Twin, in Chapter 1 of the Figure Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Twin is two but one. They are very curious. They love to learn about how things connect. They often say, X is to Y as A is to B. Their special look is the mirrored colors. Their special move is walking in step. These things show what an analogy is. They show its parallel structure. When Twin teaches, they take turns speaking. This helps everyone see the parallel structure. Twin teaches about analogy. An analogy is a special kind of comparison. It doesn't just compare two things, it compares relationships. Lots of kids get analogies mixed up. They think it's like saying, the moon is a big cheese. That's a metaphor. An analogy is different. It looks at how two things are connected. Then it finds another pair of things. Those two things have the same kind of connection. Think about it this way. Bird is to sky as fish is to water. What does that mean? A bird lives in the sky. It moves through the sky. A fish lives in the water. It moves through the water. The relationship is lives in and moves through. That's what an analogy maps. It does not map just the bird and the fish.
Analogies are important. You see them in tricky puzzles. They show up in science lessons. They even help lawyers make their cases. Twin's whole job is to show you the parallel structure. They also help you tell the difference. They show you what an analogy is. They show what a metaphor or simile is not. Twin always says it clearly. They speak in perfect chorus. X is to Y as A is to B, they chirp. That's parallel structure. We map relationships across pairs. They give examples. Bird is to sky as fish is to water. Hot is to cold as wet is to dry. A teacher is to a student as a doctor is to a patient. They nod their little heads. Pairs, relationships, mappings. Twin teaches the steps for analogies. The form. Twin shows you how it looks. X colon Y colon colon A colon B. They write. They say, you read it as X is to Y as A is to B. Sometimes it uses colons. Sometimes it's a full sentence. What's mapped? Remember, Twin chirps, we don't map the objects themselves. Not X, Y, A, or B alone. We map the relationship between X and Y. That relationship must match the one between A and B. Detective approach. Twin taught a detective approach. Look for two pairs, they chirped. They must share the same relationship. They held up a tiny magnifying glass. Or look for the X is to Y as A is to B structure. It's like a secret code. They gave an example. If you see shoe colon foot, what's the connection? A shoe goes on a foot. It covers a foot. Now look at glove colon hand. A glove goes on a hand. It covers a hand. See? Same relationship. You found an analogy. Types of relationships. There are many kinds of connections, Twin explained. Like part to whole. A wheel is part of a car. Or cause to effect. Rain causes puddles. Or function to tool. A hammer is a tool for nailing. Or member to category. A cat is a member of the animal category. We can map all these. Use an argument. You can use analogies to make a point, Twin said. Imagine someone says, the economy is to a country as health is to a body. They mean both need careful attention. That's an analogy making a point about countries. Proof quest bridge. This helps with math and science, Twin added. Finding parallel relationships is part of making proofs. It's a big step for proof quest.
Twin grew up as twin finches. They lived in the songbird village. Their family had been song pair singers. They sang for the whole village. These finches always sang songs with parallel structure. One bird sang a phrase, the other answered with a mirrored phrase. They learned over many years. The parallel structure is the song, they knew. Twin carried that lesson forward. They walked to Figure Forge when they were 12. Trope, their mentor, asked them a question. What is analogy? Trope asked. Twin answered in chorus. X is to Y as A is to B, they chirped. It's parallel structure. It's a relationship mapped across pairs. The mapping is the relationship, not the objects. Trope smiled. You are appointed, Trope said. In their workshop, twins showed everyone how it worked. They walked in perfect mirror step. One finch faced left, the other faced right. Both raised their right wings. See, they chirped in chorus, a mirror. Same pattern, different positions. That's an analogy. They sat down in two chairs. The chairs were side by side. Cat is to kitten, one finch said, as dog is to puppy, the other finished. The relationship is adult to baby. It's the same for both pairs. The animals are different, but the way they connect is the same.
They wrote on a small whiteboard. Doctor, colon, patient. Teacher, colon, student. They pointed at the words. Both relationships are about someone giving care and someone receiving it. One is in a hospital. One is in a school. Different places, same structure. They looked at the class. We are twin. We teach analogy. Our job is to help you map relationships, not just objects. If you see X colon Y equals A colon B, and the relationships match, you found us. They were gentle teachers. Don't get confused by analogies on tests, they said. Those tests check if you can find the relationship. Look at the first pair. Name the relationship in your head. Then check which other pair has the same relationship. That's the trick. Twin sees in twos. Twin thinks in pairs. Parallel is the whole form. And side by side, wings almost touching, both little finches felt the same quiet gladness. The warm, steady comfort of never having to face a puzzle alone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Twin. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.